What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green TCR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030. Welcome back to our weekly Q&A with Leo. This is part two of this week's installment of questions from our listeners. Questions can come to us via radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. You can also call our show while our show is on the air. And you can also go to drhoffman.com and you can click on a little prompt that appears usually the right side of your page. It's a little rectangle. If you click on it, it'll prompt you to record a question, and then we'll use that question for on-air. But today we're dealing with emailed questions. So What's our next question?
We have an email from Mark. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I heard you talking about TSH results. TSH is thyroid-stimulating hormone. Mark says, I'm a 56-year-old male and generally in good health, and my TSH was 2.96. Is that normal or should I be concerned?
That's normal. 2.96 is considered by most labs as being normal. Mm-hmm. The way it works is the higher your TSH, the more likely you have low thyroid. It's what's called a reflex test, which is basically the higher it is, the lower you are. The lower it is, the higher you are. So 2.96 is considered within range because the cutoff is mostly around 4 point something.
Yeah.
Generally, I have a greater suspicion for hypothyroidism when TSH is above 3.
Yeah.
But as I so often say, it's not about the numbers.
Yeah.
I really look at patients and listen to patients. And some patients, it's not how they present. Yeah. It's not. A patient, I don't automatically put a patient on thyroid at 2.9. But if that patient has a whole constellation of symptoms that suggest hypothyroidism, I might give them a low dose of natural thyroid. Mm-hmm. And they might thrive. We use that TSH number to make sure that they're not overdosing their thyroid.
Yeah.
Because if it goes real low, there's a possibility that they may be overzealously taking thyroid.
And TSH optimally should be between 1 and 2 generally, right?
0.5 and 2, yeah.
0.5 and 2.
So 2.9 throws it into maybe the possible suspicion. I mean, if it was 0.5, I'd say it's pretty unlikely that we're going to want to give you any kind of thyroid replacement.
Now, we have another question about TSH. This comes from Nancy. I'm a 49-year-old female and have the diagnosis of hypothyroidism from the TSH test. Hers was 5.2. Mm-hmm. They're recommending levothyroxine for 6 weeks and to check it again. May I have your feedback?
Well, levothyroxine is probably the best you can get from the conventional medical system.
Yeah.
And at least they're paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is above the cutoff, and they may want to treat it. The woman is relatively young, as opposed to a patient who had, I think, a similar TSH a few weeks ago. We answered that question. I said, well, you're 70-something. You've got to be a little careful because it can make your heart race. And if you're feeling fine, no problem.
Yes.
I think I might have gotten that question either in an email or on the air when I was doing my radio program. And the patient said, I feel fine, So why do that? Why take a medication and run the risk of feeling hyper or getting palpitations? But this is a 49-year-old woman. And 49-year-old woman, perimenopause and thyroid slowdown, you can really get, that matronly thing going on when you're 49. If your thyroid slows down and you're in menopause. And, you just get pack on the pounds and, just feel a loss of vitality.
But
if this were my patient, I would consider the use of natural thyroid. I would go with maybe 30 milligrams of armor thyroid or natural desiccated thyroid.
Right. So when you say how does the patient, what are they, you listen to them a lot, you're looking for common complaints such as being cold all the time, hair loss for no good reason.
Even sometimes appearance, they seem sort of puffy appearance. Yeah. You know? Uh-huh. Like if I see somebody chiseled, let's think of an actress who's really got chiseled features.
Well, they have a lot of work done. You can't just go with that.
That's true.
They maintain that chiseled appearance.
Suppose, if I had
with regular visits.
If I had Audrey Hepburn uh-huh. come into my office, with that really aquiline, appearance mm-hmm. and cheekbones, and mm-hmm. I would say, I don't see any signs you have hypothyroidism.
Right.
The 23-year-old, the one in, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For example.
Yeah. Excessively dry skin, mm-hmm. maybe another constipation. Feeling blue.
Depression.
For no good reason.
Severe PMS. Severe menstrual cramping, bad periods. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can often be alleviated with that.
Okay.
Again, it's not a panacea for all those things. There's common, depression, weight gain, and depression, weight gain, and dry skin. Are common things that people have. So it's not everybody who has those deserves thyroid medication. That would be overkill.
All right. Wow. Well, thank you for your questions, Mark and Nancy.
Okay. Good point at which to pause because we allow our sponsors a little opportunity to share a vital message with you. So please listen up. Here goes.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. They're an essential ingredient to this program. So please support them. And now back to Layla with our questions.
We have an email from Lewis. Hi, Layla and Dr. Hoffman. Thank you so much for all the wonderful years of information I've received from you while I jog with my dog listening to your podcast.
That's a good way to listen.
That's a healthy way to listen. Yeah. So I heard you mention one time recently on a radio show or a Q&A podcast, actually, that someone might possibly be able to get too much curcumin. And I was wondering, is that true?
I think I didn't say that necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said it's hard to imagine someone getting too much curcumin.
Hmm. Okay.
I think so. Maybe somebody heard too much curcumin.
Right.
It's like.
And he's wondering, Lewis is wondering, how much would be too much for a male with a lot of joint pain from rigorous construction work? But actually, anybody for that matter, I'm just thinking of my own.
Well, I would answer the question by saying that uh-huh. there is potential toxicity from, if you downed a whole bottle of green tea extract.
Oh, boy.
Maybe there could be a problem.
Maybe you won't sleep that night.
You might feel a little hyper. It's usually decaffeinated.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some studies that show that at very high doses it can cause liver problems. I don't think there are any studies that curcumin causes harm at super high doses.
No.
It's thought to be perhaps a little bit of a blood thinner. I might not take too much, massive amounts before surgery.
Right. But you may not take 3,000 milligrams a day before surgery.
Maybe,
or something like
but
that.
It's a very mild blood thinner.
Yeah.
So, what's going to be the downside? Probably you get a case of indigestion before you get a toxic side effect from curcumin.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay. I don't really see a big problem. Curcumin toxicity. Let's just Google that and see what they say.
Because
they're quick to point out toxicities.
Right. And Lewis, while Dr. Hoffman is looking at that, you mentioned joint pain from rigorous construction work. Well, I imagine that that's an occupational hazard for you, but other helpful things are glucosamine chondroitin, fish oil, maybe something called devil's claw may be helpful in this regard to help keep your joints healthy. Drinking some bone broths on a frequent basis, maybe almost a daily basis, can be helpful.
So this is what I'm saying. This is from PubMed.
Mm-hmm.
This is from
Got the place to
go. The National Institutes of Health. Mm-hmm. Studies on the toxicity and anti-inflammatory properties of curcumin have included in vitro, that's in the test tube, animal and human studies, a phase one human trial with 25 subjects using up to 8,000 milligrams of curcumin per day for 3 months.
Wow.
That would, you know, your curcumin pill is probably not a pure curcumin pill. It's maybe a certain percentage in the pill.
Yeah.
So that may be like, I don't know.
Like a 500 milligram or less of, yeah, of elemental.
Of active
curcumin.
Mm-hmm. Using it, 8,000 milligrams per day for 3 months found no toxicity from curcumin.
Hmm.
So, they, you know, there's an article, The Dark Side of Curcumin.
Oh, no.
The fact that no major toxicity has been found in short-term studies in humans is not a proof of curcumin safety either.
Huh.
So they're saying, even though the studies show no toxicity, you can't be sure that it's not toxic.
You can't be sure.
So that's about as bad as they say about curcumin, is that no studies have proven any toxicity, but you could be a problem.
Right.
So,
let's say the same thing about GMOs.
Yeah.
Not shown toxicity, but that doesn't mean it's not a problem, and it probably is a problem.
Well, I wish to say the same thing about vaccines. No studies have shown any harmful effects of vaccines, but that doesn't mean that vaccines couldn't be a problem. They don't say that ever.
They say
science is settled. The studies say there's no problems.
Yeah.
So shut up about vaccines.
Right.
Okay.
No.
So if we adopt the same standards, we should say, shut up about curcumin.
Shut up about curcumin. Shut up about vitamins. Shut up about... Oh, and another thing that occurs to me, Lewis, besides the other supplements I mentioned, Boswellan is helpful, especially in combination with curcumin.
Love Boswellan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Potent anti-inflammatories. The both of those together, so that would be helpful.
Yeah. We have a patient who I'm looking forward to seeing him. But you know, I saw his test results. I said, "You're really inflamed."
Hmm.
So I started him on an anti-inflammatory protocol,
mm-hmm,
like you were talking about. I also put him on SPM Active.
Yes.
Which is our sort of a new. It contains resolvins.
Yes.
And mediators that are anti-inflammatory,
right,
that are
specially
derivatives
formulated
of fish oil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very specially formulated.
And I think it's one of the new promising supplements for inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
It's on full script. You can look for SPM Active, I think is the name of
yes.
the product, by Metagenics.
Mm-hmm.
So we like that. And I'm anxious to see how he does, because the blood test came back and he had a C-reactive protein of 11, which is pretty high.
That is high.
And a homocysteine that's high.
Okay. Okay. All right. The homocysteine will be something easier to lower as well with the proper B vitamins. So,
yep.
Okay. Loads of room for improvement. Lewis, we hope that answers your question about curcumin.
And by the way, that's the guy who had the pain that he's like looking all over to get the pain resolved.
Ah, yes.
And I said, you know, mm-hmm, let's try the nutrition, because he's not done the nutritional. He's just gone to like, for surgical opinions, will surgery help? Will a steroid shot help? You know.
Yes.
But he's not really undertaking the nutrition.
Right,
and because he can't exercise because of the pain, he's gained like a lot of weight.
40 pounds.
Remember that pound? Yeah,
about 40 pounds, which is
nice guy.
Yeah,
really active guy.
Mm-hmm.
Runs
travels
around
a lot. Yep.
You know, big corporate guy. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Lewis, for your question. We have an email from Terry. Dear Dr. Hoffman, I just ordered Carlson Omega and True Niagen. I'm a bit bewildered, though, in which olive leaf extract to order. There's so many to choose from on full script. I know we have two, Dr. Hoffman.
One is Olivier.
Olivier. And the other one is olive leaf extract. Terry's looking for your personal recommendation on which olive leaf.
I don't know. I think those are both good products.
Yeah.
It's, you know, what you're looking for from olive leaf. You know, olive leaf's really interesting because it contains, I mean, it's sort of like the Mediterranean diet in a pill.
Yeah.
You know, it to sum it up, it delivers a lot of the benefits because Mediterranean diet is rich in polyphenol,
mm-hmm,
delivering olive oil.
Yeah.
And it's the kind that's aromatic. By the way, we're getting our olive oil sponsor back.
Oh, terrific.
MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. They're coming back. And I think it's great to get it from your diet and from really good quality olive oil.
Yes.
Fresh and very rich in aroma because the aroma is the signature of the polyphenols.
Yeah.
They include things like oleuropein, but other things. mm-hmm. that are in there. Olorapine is heart protective.
Yes.
The latest is that I now give our patients with osteoporosis olive leaf. Because it's been shown to have an anti-inflammatory effect on
right.
the bones.
It's good for, it's anti-inflammatory, very potent antioxidant, good for cold and flu season, helps with blood
pressure.
Anti-candida.
Yeah. Helps the microbiome because it's
right.
a mild antibacterial.
Good for acne. Very mm-hmm. good for acne.
Yep.
Great for blood pressure and for
yes.
lowering high glucose levels as well.
Yeah.
So olive leaf is important for so many things.
Yeah, it's a good, I mean, it's a good general
really?
Thing to take.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, just because I can't fit it into my regimen. I don't take olive leaf extract these days, but I'm taking
terrific olive oil.
Full disclosure, I use that myfavoriteoliveoil.com, and I'm always
you can drink
sure.
that stuff. It's
oh,
so good.
It's phenomenal. I use it yeah. on everything. I
yeah.
make my eggs
there
with it.
There is such a difference
all
between
my salad dressing,
the fresh.
I don't get any bottled salad dressing. I always take the time to make it with balsamic mm-hmm. vinegar or apple cider vinegar and olive oil.
And olive oil, right.
And it's mm-hmm. aromatic and mm-hmm. super healthy.
It's beautiful. You can chop a shallot and throw it in there.
Yeah.
You could put a spoon of grainy mustard in there.
Oh, yeah.
If you like. There's all kinds of beautiful salad dressings to make with a good
garlic.
Quality olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. You know, people forget to put garlic. Maybe not in their salad dressing. You will find it there. But even taking like a microplane, a really fine grater that you would zest your lemon on,
mm-hmm.
and using garlic and grating that into your raw salad.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
Oh, okay.
You may not have a social life.
As an afterthought.
As an afterthought. Just kind of get it on there.
Okay.
But raw garlic is wonderful.
Okay.
Grated onto a salad. So, Terry, pick an olive leaf. It's going to be fine, whichever one you choose on full script.
Yeah, but also use olive oil.
Yeah.
Like a really good quality olive oil.
Use olive oil, definitely. We have an email from Mike. Dr. Hoffman, here's a story in the New York Times that needs to be debunked.
Right on.
Yeah.
I love debunking the New York Times.
Yeah. Sugar substitutes offered no health benefits, but they didn't do any harm either, a review of studies found. So artificial sweeteners, not good, but not bad, according to a review of the studies.
That's not exactly a resounding endorsement of
it's
artificial
not.
Sweeteners, is it?
No. Not at all. Researchers looked at 35 observational studies, 21 controlled trials of non-sugar sweeteners in children and adults. Some compared intake of sweeteners with no intake. Others compared lower with higher intakes. They found no convincing evidence that non-sugar sweeteners had any effect in adults on eating behavior. I beg to differ with that.
Yeah.
Cancer, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, mood, behavior, or cognition. The study in British Medical Journal did find a slight benefit in promoting weight loss and improving fasting blood glucose levels, but only in small studies over short periods of time. Yeah, if you go from a crappy diet laden with sugar and mm-hmm. soda and move to a non-sugar sweetener, you're going to do well for a little while.
Maybe.
But eventually...
But eventually those
that
studies,
will,
they said there were short-term trials. And
there
small.
Were short-term,
so
exactly.
So the long-term, there are other studies mm-hmm. that kind of throw that into
exactly.
Into dispute because their studies show that they actually people gain weight on those
they
things.
They do.
So, you know.
I have countless case studies of people doing a weight loss, low-carb diet perfectly,
mm-hmm.
and they're not losing weight. And they finally give it up. That they're having that can of diet soda every day. And I say, oh.
It disrupts the microbiome.
It totally disrupts it. It also causes a blood sugar and insulin reaction.
Right.
A lot of these
perpetuates
non-sugar.
The craving.
Exactly. And it keeps you craving for more. Once we eliminate that, voila, the weight loss continues. Therefore, I see a lot of this. And I do see an effect on eating behavior. When people are addicted to sugar and then they move to a NutraSweet, a Splenda, some other, they're still addicted. So it still has a problem with eating behavior. They're still craving sweets. It's keeping the sugar craving going. And that's something you want to be able to break. So with regard to cancer, we know that cancer loves sugar, including your blood sugar. It has been shown that aspartame, the brand NutraSweet, and Splenda, which is sucralose, do cause similar rises in blood sugar and insulin. So I have to question about its effect on cancer, that indeed it may feed a cancer, maybe not as powerfully as regular sugar does, or how your blood sugar may stay high on a very high carb diet, but well, I think its impact still may be there.
So, and also, you know, we have to look at subsections of the population.
Yeah.
So many things seem okay if you look at the aggregate of the population because the magnitude of the effect is small. Mm-hmm. But if you look at subgroups of the population, like people prone to inflammatory bowel disease, you'll see things like this. Artificial sweeteners like Splenda may make Crohn's disease gut issues worse, study shows.
Yeah.
So, in other words, if you've got an intact gut, maybe you can withstand this. Just like some people who are fine, they can do well with gluten. They can have plenty of wheat and bagels.
Right.
They seem to be okay.
Yeah.
But if you have the gene which makes you susceptible to celiac disease or to inflammatory bowel disease, or maybe you already have the beginnings of inflammation, taking all that chemicalized stuff could be corrosive to your
gut.
You know,
absolutely.
So that's the latest knock on Splenda, which actually you know, I used to argue with the radio when I listened to Dr. Atkins on the radio. I know you work for him,
but,
you know, brilliant guy, but, you know, I was the new kid on the block, and I would say, that's great, but you still recommend artificial
Splenda.
Sweeteners. He
did. He was
against NutraSweet, but he said Splenda you can have because he wanted to make it doable for his patients.
Right. Well, here's the thing. The information...
I said, that could be toxic.
Yeah, well, the information finally came, was revealed that Splenda can be toxic and not great for blood sugar after all.
Right.
That was after his passing, but, you know, here it is. Here we found out.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's a good thing we found out.
Got a lot of things right. You know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, yes, there are, I see really no benefit to sugar substitutes at all. And there was another, in the New England, in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, it was a small study that looked at aspartame, which is NutraSweet, and lymphoma. There was an association.
Yes,
now, association
that.
Is not causation.
I remember that.
In women and in men, and maybe a little more so in men. This was very troubling.
I remember that. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I discuss that with patients who are having a lot of trouble getting off their diet soda sweetened with aspartame. I tell them, well, you know, there was this and... then it's very interesting to look at. Doesn't mean it caused it, but it's very interesting that there is an association there. So, worth looking at.
Do we have a short question? Because I like to squeeze one more question, and people, you know, people will complain, I didn't get my full value because, you know, we want to squeeze one more nugget of information in here.
Okay, we've got one from John. Dear Dr. Hoffman, due to diabetic neuropathy, my wife has tingling in her hands, numbness in her feet. We fear it will impair her ability to drive. My question, is there anything she could do or will she just lose the ability to drive?
Well, there's some specific things that are helpful for that. Why don't you start?
Alpha-lipoic acid.
Absolutely.
B12.
B12.
I think carnitine would also be helpful.
Or acetyl-L-carnitine.
Acetyl-L-carnitine. Mm-hmm. I think thiamine to some degree.
Or benfotiamine.
Could be helpful in this regard. I would throw in fish oil and magnesium. Absolutely. I would throw fish oil and magnesium
too. And just get that blood sugar under control.
Then. Yes.
Go, you know, quasi-keto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go
absolutely.
Really low-carb.
She needs to be on the proper diet to help to stop the progression. I don't know if we could stop the progression, but definitely something like an alpha-lipoic acid. So, John says, I tried giving her 100 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid. This gave her heartburn.
It can. It should be given with food. You have to be careful.
Yes.
Some people are sensitive to it. It is a little caustic.
Okay.
I mean, I take it. I don't have any problems whatsoever. But some people, on an individual basis, report some sensitivity. And I take far more than that. I take like 500 twice daily.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nutrient. It's a good supportive. It's like the master antioxidant.
That's true. That's true.
Some information possibly on borage oil, maybe a little bit on that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a program for that.
There is a program for that. And ultimately, John, your wife needs to be on a proper diabetic diet, and that's a low-carb, high-fat, moderate protein diet. So, wow. Okay. Thank you for your question.
Great question. Thank you for all the wonderful questions, and thank you for your interest in this podcast. And, you know, it's just looking at statistics, or the number of subscribers to the podcast is just going through the roof astronomically.
Yeah.
I looked at the statistics for our newsletter this week. A real surprise. I don't know, maybe people were, it was a little quiet after the holidays, and people got down to, you know, doing a little leisure stuff and some mm-hmm. research. We had, just this last week, we had 63 new subscribers to our newsletter.
Wow.
That's, you know, pretty, usually it's like 30, 40, and mm-hmm. So it's just growing astronomically.
We're very pleased.
Because, yep. you know, you are the lifeblood of, you listeners are the lifeblood of this podcast, mm-hmm. and your continued support by your listenership and by your support of our sponsors is what makes this podcast continue in perpetuity. Let's keep it going.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.